Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Justin Ray currently
faces found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica. From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community, but Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself, and you guys kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray Letters. The day I visited with him in the Johnson County Jail, his legal trouble got even worse. As I sat across the screen from him inside the jail, prosecutors announced new charges against him, child pornography charges. From reading the charging documents, Ray made it pretty easy for prosecutors this time. It started when he decided to fire his public defender. Ray fired the public defender team because he was paranoid they were working behind his back. I know this because it's part of the letters that he wrote and mailed to me from jail. He accused his attorneys of meeting in private without him. He also doesn't like the judge assigned to his case. Ray's anger builds. At one point, he rages, writing,
"And you call yourself honorable. You call yourselves honorable justice system. I think not. Condoning lies from police and attorneys and abducting children and family men and women is not at all honorable. Not justice, and definitely not constitutionally correct. So all I ask for the sixth time on file is for my rights and my children's rights to be given to us and to stop condoning all the lies and to fire the two liar snake attorneys off my case and to please get me a new attorney who will actually help my case and actually fight for me instead of against me."
But here's the deal. Ray may not like his attorneys, but he needed them. In court documents relating to the child pornography charges, Ray makes a crucial mistake. According to those documents, Ray gave police permission to look through his cell phone, something I'm sure an attorney wouldn't advise. Ray actually told the officers there was evidence on his cell phone that would exonerate him of all charges. Remember, at this point, he's charged with child endangerment and abandoning a corpse. He admits he dismembered his wife. So he believes whatever is on his phone will show that either he didn't abandon the body of his dead wife, or he didn't put his children in danger when he dismembered her with them in the hotel room. Reading the court documents, it seems like Ray was so anxious to clear his name, he told police, "Sure, go ahead and search my cell phone." Police confiscated the phone when they arrested him in October of 2017. Nearly a year later, when technicians searched the cell phone in September of 2018, they found all kinds of evidence. Just not the evidence Justin Ray expected. According to the charging documents, a police detective found the phone was used to search nudist teen on October 19th, 2017. It didn't just happen once.
No, it didn't just happen once. In fact, nudist teen was searched 345 times that day. 345 times the day before Jessica Ray gave birth to their daughter. 345 times the day before Jessica died on the cell phone that Justin Ray admitted that he owned. According to court documents, the searches revealed Google images showing nude pictures, some of children under the age of 18. Hundreds of those images showed women engaging in sexually explicit conduct. Detectives also say some of the pornographic images were of minors. Police contacted a Metro doctor to help determine the ages of all the people in the images. The doctor determined that at least three different images were of children under the age of 18. Detectives also recovered texts from the cell phone. On October 20th at 3:18 p.m., Ray texts someone that he's helping with the home delivery of his child. Less than 3 hours later, Ray texts that the baby is doing well. There is no mention of his wife's death in the text, even though he told police that she died during childbirth. At 9:48 p.m. on October 20th, he texted someone else asking for a favor and newborn formula. On October 21st at 12:58 a.m., and again 10 minutes later, Ray searches online for waking a person in shock. I assume it's these texts that he thought would clear his name, but the child pornography charges weren't a surprise. At least on the day I visited him in the Johnson County Jail, he brought up the issue during my jailhouse visit. At the time of the interview, we had no idea, my producer and myself, that there was anything to do with child pornography charges. You cannot use your cell phone in the jail, so the text from our outside producers didn't make it to us until we were outside the jail. But Ray had mentioned it to us, and he wasn't happy about it. Ray also wanted me to know that he made sure to take pictures of Jessica with their two younger children. He said he made the decision because he wanted his children to have good memories of their mother. And at least in his mind, taking pictures with his children and his wife's body made him a good father. Court documents, though, paint a much different picture. Police say they found pictures of Jessica Ray on Justin's cell phone. Some of the pictures were taken during Jessica's latest pregnancy. Then investigators uncovered a far more disturbing picture. According to the charging documents, there is a picture of a woman and a newborn. It doesn't show the woman's face, but detectives describe the body in chilling detail. According to court documents, the police describe the color of the woman's flesh makes it look like she is either deceased or has lost a lot of blood, and a newborn is nursing on the woman's breast. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray Letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.